Beth, I've got to start on thistles. How did you find the whole World Cup qualifying?
Obviously, before we got to the competition, like, our overall aim was to get 2 from 2. So I think it was a massive positive for us that we did actually go to that competition and we achieved what we'd set out to do. So as a squad, that is a massive positive and a real confidence boost going into Commonwealth Games.
It's probably one of the last times as a squad you're all together ahead of it.
Yeah, it is. Although we are very fortunate in the fact that the majority of our squad are actually at Sirens. So that does mean that we still have week in, week out contact with each other. And therefore, once the Super League season starts, we will also be playing. So that is, I think, as well, another like positive for the team, because it means that we can still continue to gel and there isn't that sort of gap between now until Comp Games.
Yeah, definitely a strength. I think that one of the nice things as well was, even though Wales unfortunately didn't make it, there was tweets of support from Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah, I think there is definitely like a connection between all three of the teams, and even like with England as well, because obviously they're usually at Netball Europe as well. And I think it is like a massive shame for Wales, because no team in their ranking in the world deserves not to go to a World Cup. And I think like the way that it is actually done to qualify is like a really tough process, because obviously it could have been any three of us that didn't go, but yet we're all ranked within the top 12 within the world of netball.
New season's around the corner for Sirens. How have the first couple of months been for you?
Yeah, they have been really exciting and positive. I've obviously still been living in Hearts, so I've been travelling up, but the girls are all lovely, and it's obviously we've only got one more week until the Super League season starts, which is so exciting. So we've just been focusing on that and trying to build as a squad and continuing to gel on the court.
How have you found that Viper 10 kit?
Oh, love the kit. The colours are also really cool. They also design our Netball Scotland dresses, which we always get really nice compliments on. And yeah, no, I think that the kit is great that Viper 10 provide for us.
It's smashing having somebody like them on board as well, because around town you look smart, on court you look smart. It's important to get that brand out there.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think it's also important for building netball within Scotland especially as well. If they see people obviously walking around with UWS Sirens, they might begin to ask, what is that? Like, what sport is that? I think getting the word around that netball is actually growing and it's soon becoming one of like the top sports for women to play, I think that's a massive positive. And the fact that fans are now obviously going to be able to buy these jumpers and stuff, I think that just makes the connection between the actual team and the fans a lot closer.
And the hoodies are extremely warm and comfortable too, so that always helps.
Yeah, they are. There's always like fluff still. I'm washing them and there's still fluff coming off them.
Let's have a look at the first couple of fixtures. I mean, it's Lightning away, it's Thunder away, and then it's Wasps away.
Obviously, we have like travel arrangements and also recovery plans set in place for those three games. Obviously, we will be travelling to them, but we are flying to two of them as well. So from that aspect, it is a little bit nicer than having to sit on a bus for such a long time. But I think, though, as players, like, we are aware of how important recovery is and how important it is for preparing for matches. And we all might do individual things to make sure that we are actually ready for that, and which will be, of course, what we'll be doing like prior to the games and leading up into those weeks.
Game by game, but any thoughts on that first game against Lightning?
Obviously, like, super excited for the season to start again and to get back out on court. I think it will be a really close and highly contested game, but obviously hoping that we're going to come out with a win.
Thunder games, thankfully, on telly the next week, and it's a chance for fans to get an early look at how the side's shaping up.
Yeah, for sure. I think it is always nice to have a game on Sky, and it makes it a little bit more exciting. I think that it will be a good, obviously we'll have played Loughborough the week before, so we'll are starting to settle into the season. And then I think obviously, yeah, having the game on TV as well, that'll be great for the fans and great for netball itself to get it back up in the public eye.
Do you reckon it's going to be a bit tricky, because you're going to have to wait until around the back end of February before the first game at the arena?
Yeah, I think there is also there's quite a few other teams, though, that are experiencing the same sort of run of draws as us. So although I think for us as players, it is obviously so nice to play at your home venue and it is nice for the fans, I think like that the fans will then be treated to like a few home games on the run, which I then will boost like the fan base. Like once you've got 1 week and they know they can come back the next week, that's obviously going to build the fan base and bring a lot more people into the arena.
Simonsnetball.com for tickets, and there's also information on group bookings as well. It certainly looks this season that you've got a quality side across all positions, which can only benefit the squad.
I would totally agree with you. I think there's everyone brings something different to the squad, and everyone is aware of that. Like, it's a very talented squad that we have, and once we begin to gel together, I'm sure something great was going to happen.
And we've almost got to 10 minutes into the interview, but I haven't even mentioned Sarah Behrman yet.
Lovely to play with Sarah. I've never personally played with her until this season. But obviously when we go to Manchester, that's going to be a big game for her to go to. So I think it's all very exciting in Sirens camp.
How people like Leah fitted in as well?
Leah is in the same sort of position as me, like as if we're travelling at the moment. But it's also been nice in that aspect because like all the girls have been extremely welcoming. And then we also stay with the girls when we stay up for training as well. So it means that we don't really miss out on spending quality time with the other girls.
And it's vitally important to have that franchise in Scotland. You'll be doing all you can to build on last season and just get more people along to the arena?
Yeah, I think it's massively important that we have this franchise in Scotland, especially to build on the netball that is already going. Obviously, we've now qualified for the World Cup and then going into Com Games as well. Hopefully, having Sirens there as well will boost the profile of netball in Scotland, then also increase the performance level and pathways that we have.